Oh my God, guys, there's a kangaroo court right now. These people have lost their minds. We're watching the impeachment trial, and when the Democrats agreed to not having any witnesses, now all of a sudden, magically, after their entire narrative was destroyed, where their deceptive editing is pointed out, where their lies and lies are pointed out and finally countered. You saw yesterday, they countered the Charlottesville hoax, that BS where they said, oh yeah, Donald Trump was talking about fine people being white supremacists. When you literally play the whole clip, you realize, oh my God, not only does he condemn them immediately as part of the same sentence, he does so three or four times after that. So now, Chucky Schumer, now they said, oh my God, they blew up our narrative in an, what was it, like an hour and 50 minutes, not 3 days or however long they had, or 18 hours. It took them less than 2 hours, approximately, to destroy the Democrat narrative. So after deciding that they don't want any witnesses, now, magically, now they're looking for witnesses. But I think that's a good thing. Let's have some witnesses, because we should call Nancy Pelosi and ask her what she meant when she talked about all these words of incitement. Ask her what she thinks about the cities that have been destroyed all over the country. We should call Maxine Waters and ask her specifically, what did it mean? If you're gonna try the president for inciting an insurrection, which is the largest nonsense I've ever heard in my life, what did she mean? And did the 9 months of arson, vandalism, destruction that happened afterwards, maybe did she incite that? Why don't we call Hunter Biden or Joe Biden and ask, you know what? You don't have a problem making money on oil pipelines in the Ukraine and elsewhere in the world, but you're gonna shut down American ones, which would greatly benefit those foreign oil companies. If they're not competing against America as what was the largest oil producer under Trump in the world, the largest energy producer in the world under Trump, once you take that guy out, doesn't it make the other companies abroad that Hunter is part of, doesn't it make that more valuable? Doesn't it make them more valuable? I mean, it's supply and demand, basic stuff. More importantly, why don't we call Kamala Harris? She's obviously very familiar with the Senate. She was there for a long time. Why don't we ask her about her words? Let's get her testimony about bailing out criminals, people who were arrested for looting, vandalism, arson, rioting, beating people in the streets. Why don't we talk to her at length about the campaign that she put on to rescue those scumbag criminals? Let's do this, folks. Let's not play around anymore. Let's do this. Please, let's have all the witnesses, because they're going to put on some lunatic shaman and ask him if it gets you out of trouble, will you say that Trump incited the thing? Of course that guy's going to say that. But let's put actual senators, former senators, let's put the VP, let's put the president on. Let's talk about their interests and what they're doing to destroy America right now and what they did over the last year to do that. You know, without the media carrying their water, without the media only being able to ask or play part of the answer as they've done with Donald Trump for so long, I don't think it's going to work out so well. Let's play ball.